Retirement reform needs leadership to succeed, Forum warns. Insights from the Old Mutual Thought Leadership Forum. South Africa's pension system has a critical opportunity to deliver better member outcomes if technical retirement reforms are matched by leadership, collaboration, and consistent execution. That was the message from experts at the Old Mutual Thought Leadership Forum in Johannesburg, a gathering of senior policymakers, regulators, and industry leaders to debate the future of retirement in South Africa. Paul Watson, advisory board member at Allianz Retire Plus, drew on Australia's 35-year journey to universal pension coverage to show how sustained leadership can transform retirement outcomes. Once you have the framework in place, you must take the next step. In our case, compulsion, to achieve full coverage, he said. The equivalent next step for South Africa is auto-enrollment. You cannot achieve broad-based coverage without it. Watson stressed that Australia's now world-class superannuation model was not built on wealth but on leadership. Its turning point came when business, labour and government moved together from voluntary to compulsory provision. It was necessary, not an economic luxury. He acknowledged that auto-enrollment is contentious in South Africa, given high unemployment and limited informal sector coverage, but argued that this makes a phased approach essential. Australia started at 3% and took 33 years to reach 12%. You focus first on participation in the formal sector, start at a manageable level, and build adequacy over time, he said. Data on defaults. His argument is reinforced by the Old Mutual Corporate On Track data that shows many members remain in their employer's default contribution category, meaning that well-calibrated defaults can significantly raise savings levels without complex decision-making. The same data shows that the first 10 years in a fund are decisive for long-term adequacy, yet most members exit and cash out within this period. A 1% contribution increase lifts replacement ratios by 5%, while sustained higher contributions can double or triple savings over time. Another proven lever is extending the working horizon. In Australia, where the government means tested pension is paid from age is 67, members benefit from more years of contributions, compounding investment growth and a shorter drawdown period. Auto-enrollment embeds participation from the very first job, Watson said. The data shows that is when behavior is set, and when intervention makes the biggest difference. Two-pot proves capacity for complex reform. Astrid Ludan, Deputy Commissioner at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, said South Africa's experience with the two-pot retirement system shows the industry can deliver sensitive and technically demanding reforms when there is shared purpose. The implementation was a collective effort, drawing on the leadership of employers, funds, administrators and regulators. It modernized infrastructure with over R1 billion in technology investment and increased member engagement. Everyone, even those who did not plan to withdraw, checked their savings pot. That level of awareness is a huge win. Preservation modernized our system. Next comes contribution reform, she said. Defaults work. Building on the call for contribution reform, Chris Axelson, Deputy Director General at National Treasury, said the debate on defaults should focus on setting sustainable starting points rather than ruling them out on affordability grounds. Defaults work, but we must shape them carefully, not impose them blindly, he said. The on-track data found that low default contribution rates quietly but consistently fail members who lack the time or confidence to make active decisions. Higher defaults, especially when paired with above-average employer contributions, correlate with better adequacy, particularly in sectors like mining and financial services. Employers hold the key. The panel agreed that in the formal sector, employers are central to improving retirement outcomes, but only if members stay in the system. The on-track data shows most members leave their fund within 3 years, undermining the impact of defaults unless combined with preservation rules and portability. Members who preserve for decades can achieve adequate replacement ratios, making the combination of auto-enrollment, default preservation and continuity a powerful lever. Employers can also use other proven levers to improve outcomes without raising contributions. The 2025 Old Mutual Superfund Employer Excellence Award recognized Valterra Platinum for extending the normal retirement age for its corporate staff from 60 to 65. The change gave over 1,300 members 5 extra years of contributions and investment growth, boosting projected replacement ratios while reducing the number of years over which savings are drawn down. Shafiq Abrahams, CEO of the Eskom Pension and Provident Fund, added, "We must think differently about capital. It is a force for both income and impact. Employers can drive change by auto-enrolling younger and new workers, phasing in higher contribution rates, extending the working horizon, championing umbrella funds where they add value, and investing in systems that integrate with national registries to ensure portability." Long-term view. The OnTrack data shows the average fund member has savings worth just 2 to 3 times their annual salary at retirement, far short of the 9 times targeted, with a long-term goal of 14 times. By comparison, Australia lifted its mandatory contribution rate from 3% to 12% over 3 decades, backed by a clear national plan and sustained commitment. Watson cautioned against expecting instant results. Australia's journey took decades, and it was built on sustained leadership and consensus building. Reform without follow-through is just an idea. The real work is in turning policy into practice. South Africa's opportunity is to match the technical reforms already in motion with the same free but invaluable ingredients: a shared vision, consistent leadership and collaboration over decades. Humphrey Mkwebu, acting MD of Old Mutual Corporate, concluded, "If we bring the industry together, we can define the roadmap, not wait for it." Ends. Author at Old Mutual Thought Leadership Forum plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.